Extra Reading Life Stories. Ned Kelly, a real Aussie.
At 10 o'clock on November the 11th, 1880, Ned Kelly was hanged in a prison in Melbourne, Australia. He was accused of killing a police officer. He was only 25 years old. Ned Kelly was born in Australia in 1854. He was the eldest of eight children, and the family was very poor. His father, who died when Ned was only 12 years old, had been sent to Australia from Ireland for stealing two pigs. Now the family had moved to a place called Greta, northeast of Melbourne. This was a very wild area, and life was hard for the Kelly family. The land they owned was very small, and the soil too poor for them to make a living. No one knows for sure how and why Ned started to get into trouble with the police. When he was just 16, he was sent to jail for 3 years because someone had given him a horse that was stolen. In April 1878, there was another serious incident with the police. No one knows what really happened, but a police officer who accused Ned's mother of attacking him said that Ned had shot him in the wrist. Ned ran away, but his mother was given 3 years in prison. There was a £100 reward for anyone who captured Ned. From that time on, Ned and his brother Dan lived as bush rangers. They were outlaws who fought the police and had to steal to survive. Two friends, Joe Byrne and Steve Hart, joined them and they formed the Kelly Gang. Once the Kelly Gang came across a group of three policemen, Ned thought they wanted to kill him, so he started shooting. All three policemen were killed in the shootout. The reward to catch Ned Kelly and his gang then rose to £8,000, which today is about $2 million. The Kelly Gang robbed banks, and each time Ned wrote a letter where he explained that he was treated cruelly by the police and that he had killed the policeman in self-defense. He also called for justice for the poor. Ned dodged the police for many years, and this made him very popular with people in Australia in those days. In June 1880, the Kelly Gang was at a hotel when the police surrounded them. During the gunfight that followed, Ned escaped through the police lines. He returned a number of times, trying to rescue his brother and friends. Finally, he fell to the ground with bullet wounds to his arms, legs, feet, groin, and hands. Ned was the only survivor of the gang. One of his friends was shot dead, and his other friend and his brother Dan were killed after the police set fire to the hotel. Ned recovered from his wounds and was convicted of police murder. He was sentenced to death, in spite of all the protests from thousands of supporters. Ned's last words were, "Such is life." Today, some people see Ned Kelly as nothing more than a criminal, but for others, he's a brave man, a real Aussie, who fought for justice for himself and the poor. He was a legend in his own lifetime, and still is today.